Welcome to the 359. I'm Robert Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
Disney is betting bigger on VR. Our own Joel Salzman got the scoop that Disney has ordered a top secret VR project. This is after it's in the middle of showing off its first VR short, a film called Cycles. The director of this one, Jeff Gibson, will be tapped to work on this second project. What do you think? Is this a big deal that Disney is kind of betting bigger on VR?
I think that if VR is ever going to become a thing in entertainment, folks like Disney and Warner Brothers, sure, all these guys need to jump on board and get excited about it. This is really the second. I know this is interesting that they are betting bigger on VR, but this is really their second project.
Yep.
So I think we have a long way to go. The other issue that I have with VR and entertainment is like there's a chicken and egg issue here where Joan in her story talks about if there's must-have entertainment, then people will get the headsets.
Yep.
I wonder if it's the other way around where why aren't people buying the headsets? It's been a couple of years.
I think part of the dilemma is that some of this must-see content is out there, but no one can really see it. I mean, places like Sundance, where Joan is where Cycles is airing, but you can't actually, the general audience can't actually see this stuff.
So yeah,
a lot of the best content, it's sort of like, it's saved up for just like the industry and insiders, and no one else really can get an experience of what VR can actually be.
So maybe this stuff will start to trickle down in a couple of years, right, and it'll be easier to watch it, but I mean, like Google Cardboard's been around for a while.
That's,
why can't this stuff actually
experience?
It's true, but like, why can't it be easier to just see this stuff? Or
right.
I don't know. I think it's still gonna stay niche. That's at least my expectation.
All right, let's talk about robots. Our own Katie Collins spent the week interacting with robots at CES. What did she find?
A lot of different robots. There's like a ping pong robot, an exoskeleton robot,
right,
that would help people, I don't know, in warehouses pick up boxes.
Sure.
But also people with disabilities potentially. What it is like augment your legs. There's the Lovebot, which is a cuddle robot. It's like if you're lonely.
Bot.
Yeah, companion
there it is,
bot.
Yeah.
Which I never really understood, like the silly companion bots, but okay.
I mean, that's
I get
like
it.
A Sony Aibo, right? It's a companion bot.
Yes. Yeah. Right? And then also like the weird seal that I think a Japanese company makes. That you're supposed to pet them and feel better. I was at the NRF, that's a retail show, a couple of weeks ago, and they also had an inventory robot. So it's this weird cylindrical robot that goes up and down aisles at a store, like at a CVS, to check what needs to be inventoried. And apparently they also help customers out where they're like, go to this aisle if you want to get toothpaste.
Well, I think that's one of the more interesting aspects of Katie's story is that it wasn't just robots kind of moving around and doing things. It was robots reacting to you, sometimes even looking at like your eyes, like understanding some level of human interaction,
mm-hmm,
so it could better, I guess, address your questions or better serve as a companion, like that furry little robot.
Lot of it seems to replace human interaction in my mind, and like people are already so stuffed into their phones that I do have a bit of a problem with the ping pong robot. It's like, go find a buddy to play ping pong with.
But that's the thing. There are probably places where like companionship, that's an issue. Like there are folks, mm-hmm, who are lonely. There are a lot of lonely people out there.
I get it.
I know you've got a family and it's all good for the bedroom household.
Yeah, it's easy for me.
Yeah. But other folks can't be so fortunate. So.
Okay. I hear you.
All right. Lastly, the foldable phone hype is real. And Samsung is poised to release its foldable phone sometime this year. Our own Jessica Dolcourt says, though, that the rumored Galaxy F name...
It is a really bad name. That's
I'm
a stupid
okay with
name.
It. F is for flexible and foldable.
No. All right. And you also said hype, so I'm going to press the hype button.
Dang it.
Yes!
All right. Well, read more about her commentary. She talks about the different options that are out there. There's the Galaxy X, of course, but then I don't know if they want to copy the iPhone
X. No way.
X.
I don't think so.
We'll see. For our full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
Ben Fox Rubin.
Thanks for listening.